I'll open up for questions.
What are you going to do with starting corner?
We're going to look at, we talked about as a staff tonight, we want to see how they did today, just the mental part of it, and we should be able to tell them tomorrow morning before we go out and practice.
You were supposed to talk about it last night.
Well, I know, we did. And just want to see today. Today was a good mental day, put them through a lot of different things that they show, so just, I mean, kind of complete the process, but... You know, well, they should know tomorrow.
Do you have a gut feeling of what you're going to do?
Pretty close. I think this will finalize it today.
So, like, are you having a good problem because guys have practiced well?
Yeah, I like the process that we went through. It was really competitive. I think the one-on-ones helped as we went through it. Another evaluation tool. A lot of team reps, 7-on-7. So to put it all together, I think it was really good for these guys. The challenging part is... You know, they're all competing. They're not sure what's going to happen to really narrow their focus on just being really good that day. And I think that part's been good.
Do you foresee Neil Sterling playing a role on offense this week?
Yeah, I think he's got a good chance of being up. His role is mostly special teams, but there may be some packages where you see him in.
How different is the inactives this week when you've only got maybe one guy?
You know what? It's the first time I looked out on the practice field, you know, away from our field, and there was no one out there. You know, and that's a good feeling, you know, to see guys get reps and the number of receivers that we have and running backs and, you know, safeties, all those things. It's a good sign. And like I said, we kind of anticipated that this day would come when we'd get healthy. There's no for sures in the NFL. There's always injuries that take place, but to be in this position is good.
Any thought on Zane?
Yeah, I think Zane, you know, we had him go full today, I mean, even though it was a walkthrough. So I think, you know, the big thing will be how did he come out of it today with the number of reps he's gotten. So, you know, that one we have to wait till I get word from the trainers, how's he responded.
Marquise doing something, is that at least good news for maybe next week?
Yeah, I think so. With Marquise, you know, he got some reps, then he got some service team reps, and I think we're kind of guiding him into that frame. Now, you know, we'll see what takes place in the next couple of days, but, you know, that was kind of our idea, was to progress him through this week like that.
You've had a few days to look at Rashad since he's come back from the thumb.
Yeah, you know what? I think the big thing with Rashad was how's his wind, you know, as far as being in shape. And the way he practiced, very pleased with how far ahead of the game he is. You see his quickness. You see, you know, all the things that he showed prior to his injury. You see that quickness. And so he looks very good. Very good.
In regards to the Jets, how much do they max protect? Do they max protect maybe more than teams that you're used to?
Yeah, you do see some of that, especially on first and second down. I think it's pretty similar to most teams, but some teams don't do it at all where you see it in their game plans.
Aaron Coleman's reputation in college is around the football. Are you trying to find ways to get him a position to make more of those plays? Because right now, it's nickel, he's inside and not getting a lot of opportunities
there. Well, I think that, he's playing, he's doing really good in man. He's doing his zone coverages. We do a lot of different things. And then we're trying to utilize him on some pressures, too. So, you know, we're trying to utilize all his strengths. That's what the nickel position brings rather than playing on the outside. He's closer to the ball. And, you know, some of it is, he's, you know, as far as how much he's getting attacked, you know, in man coverage.
Are you happy with the progress that Julius Thomas has made over the last year?
Yeah, I think Julius is the same thing. I think for him, like, Rashad is his wind. And so he's really been challenging himself in practice. Multiple plays in a row, the length of the routes he's running, things like that. So I think that confidence is building with him. Okay?